the January 6, 2022 special board meeting of the Federated Retirement Healthcare Trust. A few ground rules. We are conducting this meeting virtually.
Can you please do roll call?
Oh, sorry. We'll do roll call. Trustee Chandra?
Present.
Trustee Kelleher?
Present.
Vice Chair Jennings?
Present.
Trustee Orr?
Absent.
And Trustee Horowitz is present. A few ground rules for the meeting. We are continuing to meet virtually pursuant to AB 361. As such, all votes will be roll call votes. If you are not speaking, please be on mute to cut background noise. And I apologize if you hear background noise because they are doing tree work next door to me at present. For discussion items, each trustee will have a turn to speak in roll call order more than once if desired. The public will also have an opportunity to speak on each item after trustees. And the public will also have an opportunity to speak again at the end of the meeting on any other item not on the agenda that is within the subject jurisdiction of the board. Orders of the day, I believe there are none. Wave sunshine, there are no need. So then we're gonna go to item, I believe 2A.
Oh, I'm sorry, can staff please scroll up? I believe we have the consent calendar too. Actually, I misspoke, there's no consent calendar.
Okay, no consent calendar. So then we can move to, I believe it's actually new business, discussion of factual findings. And I believe Council Chin has something to present to us.
Yes, so as you all know, the Omicron virus is alive and well. And if this board elects to continue to meet virtually under AB 361's abbreviated teleconferencing procedures, the board must make two factual findings by majority vote based on the evidence presented to you with the board materials. Those two factual findings are: one, the governor's continued proclamation of the state of emergency due to COVID-19, and two, the city of San Jose's city council's resolution that continues to recommend social distancing in city facilities. If this board adopts those two factual findings by majority vote, you may continue to meet virtually under AB 361. Thank you.
Thank you, Council Chin. Under AB 361, this board as a legislative body must make certain factual findings if we elect to continue meeting virtually within the next 30 days. Based on the information presented by council and provided with our board backup materials, it appears that the following factual findings justify the continuation of virtual meetings under AB 361. One, the governor's proclamation of a state of emergency continues due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. And two, the San Jose City Council recent resolution continues to impose or recommend measures to promote social distancing in city facilities. Do I have a motion to adopt these two factual findings for the election of the use of AB 361's abbreviated teleconferencing procedure for the next 30 days for this board? Do I hear such a motion?
Yeah, this is Trustee Chandra. I'll make a motion.
We have a motion from Trustee Chandra. Do we have a second?
This is Trustee Kelleher. I'll second that motion.
We have a second from Trustee Kelleher. Any discussion? Any comment from the public? We will have a vote. Trustee, in roll call order, Trustee Chandra?
Aye.
Trustee Kelleher?
Aye.
Vice Chair Jennings?
Aye.
And I vote aye, Trustee Horowitz. It passes unanimously. Are there any proposed agenda items? Is there any public or retiree comments? Hearing none, I call this meeting adjourned.